USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Friday is the 69th annual National Veterans Day observance at Arlington National Cemetery. Speaking at the event, Vice President Kamala Harris says the administration believes veterans and their families deserve to be taken care of.
Fulfilling that obligation means making sure veterans can access the support and the resources they need to thrive.
President Biden is in Egypt this Veterans Day. The president speaking at the United Nations COP27 climate conference in Egypt before heading to speak with leaders in Asia. President Biden says his administration leads with a bold agenda that includes fighting climate change.
Sum total of the actions my administration is taking puts the United States on track to achieve our Paris Agreement goal of reducing emissions 50 to 52% below 25 levels by 2005 levels by 2030.
Consumers of all ages and income groups are feeling less optimistic about the state of the economy due to recession fears. The University of Michigan's early consumer sentiment reading for November fell 9% from last month to its lowest level since June. Buying conditions for big-ticket items decreased sharply due to uncertainty over rising interest rates and continued high prices. The Labor Department says dozens of kids were found illegally working to clean Midwest meat plants. The department filed a temporary restraining order and preliminary injunction against a sanitation company Thursday. It alleges the company attempted to interfere with an investigation that's looking into claims it used child labor. Packer Sanitation Services allegedly employed children under the age of 16 to work the night shift. From all of us here at USA Radio News, if you are a veteran, thank you for your service. This is USA Radio News.
To you, my love, my heart I surrender just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bender. Cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash, so I'll buy you a ring when I lose this dress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm gonna make you so happy sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.
Tennessee is a flu epicenter. That's according to the CDC, which currently has the state as one of three epicenters of the flu virus across the country, along with Alabama and South Carolina. The CDC encouraging folks to get their flu shots to help protect themselves and those around them ahead of the holiday season. Republicans across the country are taking a look at the election results in Florida and figuring out what they can learn moving forward.
Incumbent GOP Governor Ron DeSantis won re-election in Florida and even flipped Miami-Dade County for the first time in 20 years in the governor's race. Appearing on Fox News, Florida Congressman Greg Stube shares why he thinks his state saw a record turnout for this election.
Florida is no longer a purple state. We are solidly a red state, doing better statewide than even Texas. And it's because of the policies that Republicans have had in place here in Florida. And people all across the country, especially during COVID, recognize that. And they're sick and tired of democratically run cities and states, so they move here to Florida where they have freedom.
Governor DeSantis also won a majority of the state's Latino vote. Democrats have accused state Republicans of gerrymandering congressional districts and passing laws to suppress voters. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.